Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com. Welcome back to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're talking about how to keep kids who are sick free of an additional burden of environmental exposures through diet, through their water, through consumer products, pesticides, GMOs, and the like, that can prevent their successful recovery. Patty Wood is our guest. She is a visiting scholar at Delphi University's College of Nursing and Public Health, and she's written a great book, very consumer-friendly, thin, small, concise, beautifully illustrated, which is a practical and gentle guide to help parents become active partners in their child's recovery process. You know, congratulations on the book. It's great. It's not unwieldy. It's easy to assimilate, and it's got some great practical tips. In some ways, it makes perfect sense. You know, to tell parents to get their kids a clean environment, but it's actually a very radical concept. And I'm actually tremendously surprised by the number of hospitals, cancer centers across the country that have embraced this book. It's really a revolutionary message.
You know, it's very interesting to me that it has been so widely accepted, just because this is not a message that is routinely given to parents or parents of sick children. They just... you know, usually just say, you know, give your child whatever she wants to eat. They never mentioned anything about, you know, avoiding, you know, certain types of chemicals that they might find in their environment. For instance, cleaning products or personal care products, you know, laundry products. That's a big issue. Nobody really thinks about that. Indoor and outdoor pest control. Cell phones and other wireless devices that we're using today without even thinking twice. And then home remodeling and decorating, which you mentioned. Toys are a big issue. I mean, there's some pretty toxic toys out there.
Yeah, and kids experience toys in a, you know, kind of in a mouthfeel
exactly.
way, you know.
And I mean, the younger the child, the more likely the exposure, just because, you know, a child is supposed to learn about their world by touching and tasting and smelling and feeling. And by doing all those things, which are just natural for a human baby, they are really exposing themselves, you know, quite significantly to the toxins that are in their world. And it's just, you know, it's a crazy time to be raising young children, and we need to be vigilant, and we need to educate ourselves. It's very important that parents become educated about these things so that they're not making, you know, bad choices, you know, without even knowing it.
So
this is the thing. You know, I've had so many parents say to me, oh my God, I had no idea. If I had only known, I would have never done that.
You know, when a child gets sick, it's a teachable moment, and it's actually mm-hmm. going to improve the health of the family for a lifetime
exactly.
once they get that message home, because, you know, it gets your attention, right? So
mm-hmm.
the book is entitled Helping to Heal, and it's actually available for free to parents mm-hmm. through recognized health institutions and support organizations. And let me just read a small sampling of some of the institutions. I'm surprised. NYU Medical Center, North Shore University Hospital, Long Island, Cure Childhood Cancer Association, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, the Jimmy Fund. That's the original place where they tackled childhood leukemia. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, a place where they literally have banned vitamins and nutritional supplements. They don't want parents to give their kids nutritional supplements, but they've bought into what is kind of a radical notion, which is that the junk in the environment actually makes a difference when it comes to a child's healing process. And on I could go, because there's distinguished hospitals all across the country and cancer organizations that are distributing this book. So congratulations. Did it take a lot of lobbying to get them to accept that? Do a dog and pony show and go out there and coerce them?
No. This is basically, the standard way that it has happened. And we had to learn, too, as we went along. But, we identified the top 50 children's oncology hospitals in the country. We wrote them a letter and enclosed one of the books. And we got a tremendous response. I would say probably 43 out of the 50 original letters and books we sent out, we got a response from. And they said, most of them, could you send us, X number of copies for our board? And then the board of that department or that hospital actually read it and voted to and made a decision to make it available either through their parent referenced center or their library or their social worker's office. And that's it. It was really quite amazing. And so once we went through that vetting process, then we became what I'm going to understand better as long-term partners, because there are always new diagnoses and new families entering those institutions. And so we'll get an order for 500 books, and then 6 months later they'll write and say, can we have 700 books? Can we have 300 books? Can we have 1,000 books? I mean, it's been quite amazing.
Well, it's phenomenal.
It's funded by individual family foundations, and they are literally just giving us the money to print and ship, and that's exactly what we do. But we do other things, too. Like tomorrow night, we're going to be making a complete organic dinner for the Ronald McDonald House of Long Island. And
I see a little bit of irony in that.
I know. It's pretty amazing, huh? Little bit, really? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be having, vegetarian meals, vegetarian meal with beautiful, vegetables from, we have a small farm here. It's part of our other work is that we provide organic food for a local food pantry. We feed 96 families through that farm. And so we're going to be, providing these families and these children who are there for outpatient treatments with a beautiful organic meal tomorrow night.
No, that's fabulous. So let me page through the book and so people can get a flavor of what's in it. Healthy food sources, healthy food choices, hints on food preparation and how to get kids to be enticed by foods that are, perhaps a little novel. Methods for cooking and storing foods, and tips about food packaging because the plastics are often a problem. Pure water, personal care, when you're selecting shampoos and personal care products, soaps and cleaning products. So that's also in the book. And you have a whole section on natural cleaning products and natural personal hygiene products. You have a section on laundry because, what's the problem with laundry? I mean,
laundry is actually a big issue because many of the laundry detergent products that we buy and the dryer products, like dryer sheets.
Fabric softeners,
really,
that whole
fabric
thing.
Fabric softener sheets, these really contain some very toxic chemicals that are not only toxic to the user, and then the person who is wearing the clothing or drying off with a towel that has been washed in it, but also eventually it goes down the drain and has an impact, a very big impact, on aquatic populations. In fact, one of the ingredients in liquid laundry detergents is creating hermaphroditic fish.
Yikes.
Where we are finding both, both sexual organs in both male and female in a single animal, and this is happening all over the world. This is not just in the United States. But liquid laundry detergents contain nonaphenol compounds, and this is a very, very hormonally active chemical. or chemical.
So in winter, you know, you shut the windows, the furnace is on, the windows are closed, and then you run in the washer, a dryer all day long because you got three
right.
kids who are soiling their clothes all the time and, you know, making a big
exactly.
mess. And
but
so
the dryer the dryer sheets I have to talk about because this is something that, you know, most parents say they're in shock and then they say, I will never use another dryer sheet. But
mm-hmm.
something like Bounce, you know, and other products like that, you think that it is making your clothing soft, but in fact, it is just coating your clothing and your sheets and your towels with a petroleum or an oil-based
wow.
residue.
So you're lubricating your clothing.
That's exactly right. So
yeah.
literally, there is an oily residue on the fabric, and it stays there forever. You literally, with some types of synthetic fabrics, cannot get it out of the fabric, and the fragrance is loaded with phthalates. There are two types of phthalates. There are phthalates that are found in plastics. Those are large molecule phthalates, and those are endocrine disruptors. And then we have our small molecule phthalates that are found in fragrances almost exclusively. And these are to make fragrances last longer. And they are also endocrine disruptors. And these fragrances in these laundry products, both in the dryer sheets but also in detergents, you know, make our entire home smell. And then they also have something to do with the olfactory nerve. They literally deaden it so
mm-hmm.
that you no longer smell it.
Mm-hmm.
You are wrapping your children in these chemicals
yeah.
who are trying to heal, and it is affecting their health and their endocrine system, and it's like, and their, you know, their respiratory system, parents would never do that knowingly, ever.
How about, you know, deodorizers, scented candles, products like that, you know, because, you know.
Very similar.
Yeah.
The very similar problems to those fragrances that are found in laundry products. These are all scents that are made to last for very long periods of time.
And they're highly artificial. They have natural, they resemble
fact,
natural
a single
smells.
Scent can contain up to 100 or more
mm-hmm.
different petrochemicals. 100
right.
petrochemicals to make a single artificial scent.
So lavender or a pine scent, these are all chemical copies of the natural.
Chemical copies,
yeah.
Exactly. Unless you're buying something that is made with essential oils,
mm-hmm.
organic essential oils, and there are companies that make them. That's why I want to make sure that everybody listening understands that there are safe substitutes, safe alternatives to all of these things that we're talking about here
mm-hmm.
that you can buy that are just, you know, in many cases that cost the same. They
right.
may be a little bit more, but you use less of them. And you have choices. You have choices. It's not like you can't ever use anything anymore. You know, you might as well go back to, you know, scrubbing your clothes, you know, with a washboard in the river. You know, we're not expecting people to do that. There are lots of companies that are providing what we call bio-based products for use for personal care and for laundry and so on. And these bio-based products are made from plants or botanicals, minerals, forestry products, products that are made from aquatic organisms and so on, and marine items like seaweeds and so on. And
mm-hmm.
so these products are going to do no harm when they are being manufactured. They're going to do no harm to our bodies, and they're going to do no harm to the environment, which comes back to us anyway,
right, right.
once they go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many companies now are providing bio-based products. We have on the Helping to Heal site lists of alternative and safe products to use as substitutes for some of these more toxic commercial products.
What about kids' beds? You know, kids grow fast, so we're always discarding one mattress, replacing it with another. What's the deal?
Yeah, well, you know, the beds and the upholstered furniture thing is mostly flame retardant issues.
Yep.
So we're concerned about flame retardants. This is a class of chemicals that are they're brominated flame retardants, polybrominated flame retardants, PBDEs.
Ironically, the standards are higher in California, which is the clean green state. They urge, you know.
Just now. Our entire country was following the California standard for
okay.
many, many years, which meant that all of our manufacturers of mattresses and upholstered furniture we're following that California standard, which said that you have to use, you know, certain products to make all of these soft cushions and so on and mattresses flame retardant. Well, they weren't really flame retardant. I mean, it was a huge industry.
Kids' pajamas, Halloween costumes and whatever.
Ah, and today we still have so many things that are made with these flame retardant chemicals. They are extremely persistent. They are just like one a PBDE, polybrominated diphenyl ether, is one molecule away from DDT.
Right, and particularly harmful, I think, to thyroid function. We're seeing an epidemic of child thyroid problems.
Particularly harmful to thyroid function. Yep.
Yeah.
So we are beginning to see a move away from this. California has actually changed their standard so that it does not have to meet that ridiculous number that they had before, and that you can use other things like wool. Wool is an incredibly good natural flame retardant material. Works as well, if not better, than a chemical flame retardant.
That's good information.
Yeah.
What about lawn care products and, kids just go out in the woods? I mean, a bigger concern for a lot of parents is, this epidemic of Lyme disease, particularly here in the Northeast. So the kids are getting saturated with, various types of insecticides to keep the ticks off.
Yeah. Well, this is a big concern, and it is just going to get worse because of the way our climate is changing. We're going to be getting more and more mosquito-borne illnesses. We have new tick illnesses. The Powassan disease is new. It's similar to Lyme disease, except that it can be transmitted almost in minutes, as opposed to having to
potentially
be
fatal
on your body for 48, and it's potentially fatal. For Lyme disease, the tick usually has to be on the body for 48 hours for it to transmit that infection, but not Powassan. We found it in a few places already in Connecticut and New Jersey. It's a real concern. And we're also concerned about mosquito-borne illnesses, about West Nile virus, and, other things that can be problematic. So what we recommend, of course, is that you just be extremely careful where you go with your children, that in your own yard where your children spend most of their time, that you keep the grass cut really short in their play area. And that for ticks in particular, we never recommend pesticides, but in this particular case, we recommend something called Daminex. They look like little toilet paper tubes. And inside they have a synthetic pyrethroid saturated cotton. And the mice go in there and they pull that cotton off and they bring it back to their nests and it kills the ticks.
Hmm. Okay.
Because
it's actually the mice that are the vector or the mice or deer potentially. But
That's right. And then the other thing is that we recommend a product that was initially made in Norway. It's called Essentria, Essentria, and it's really, really great for controlling mosquitoes in particular, but also ticks.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what I call a bio-based product. It gives you 100% disclosure of all the ingredients, and all the ingredients are botanicals. And it's got spearmint in it and all kinds of botanical things, and it works like a charm.
We actually had a sponsor here on Intelligent Medicine, Cedarside. They make a mm-hmm. cedar-based flea, tick, and insect repellent, and it's pretty effective. I mean, I don't think I would go charging into the woods in Connecticut, but that's not the claim. I think the claim is that it keeps the vast majority of bugs. It repels them, yeah.
Right, it repels them. And the Essentria repels them too, but it does a really, really good job. People can, if you have a summer house or, if your kids spend a lot of time outside, you can use this Essentria maybe 4 or 5 times during the summer. It lasts for a couple of weeks. If you have a really heavy rainfall, then, you're going to have to reapply it more frequently. But it really does work. And so we have to look for things other than the chemical, choice to protect our kids, because in some cases, the chemicals can be more harmful than the disease. That
and if you have a landscaper or a gardener, you can ask for natural mosquito pest control. And, you know, this is actually something that we did in our household, because we have a pregnant gal in our household now, and we said, you know, no to conventional products. We said that a long time ago. We said in particular now. And also, you know, warnings when things are put down that this is not the time to walk barefoot in the grass.
Well, that's right. And you know, we have been in this, we've been in the organic land and lawn care, you know, I don't want to call it business because we're not in the business, but we're in the business of educating people about it for many, many, many years. We've been training landscapers in organic turf management for many years.
Which the public is demanding. The public is demanding.
Well, they are demanding it now because, you know, lawn care pesticides are particularly harmful. And if you have pets, you have a real problem with the translocation of these pesticides from your lawn into your home, where they get into your carpet and into your dust. And all of the pesticides that they're using now for lawn care, excuse me, are designed to break down with sunlight, with rainfall, and with soil microbial activity.
But not that doesn't happen inside the house. I didn't know that.
Never happens once it's inside your home.
Wow.
And so they can remain active for literally more than a year.
Wow.
So it's very, and then your kids, what do? They lie on the floor while they're watching TV, or they roll around with their animals, their pets. And so this is, you know, extremely problematic. And you can have a beautiful lawn using organic turf management techniques. And we have been espousing this, you know, way of, you know, of managing your lawn and your landscape for many, many years. And now we're even working in the schools to convince them that organic turf, even on football fields, is more important and a better choice than these synthetic turf fields. And that's another whole issue that I do mention very briefly in the book. But it's another problematic chemical exposure for our kids, especially those kids who play sports on a regular basis.
So all these practical tips and more in the book, Helping to Heal, by today's guest, Patty Wood. And Patty, what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? How can people find out about the foundation and get a hold of the book, access the resources that you make available?
Okay, so you can actually go to that website, which Dr. Hoffman mentioned, which is helping2heal.org. And on the site, we have more information. If you get a hold of the book, you'll see that on practically every page, we say for more information, for recipes, for a protocol and so on, go to Helping to Heal, because the website, of course, is updated frequently. We, I'm writing a blog every couple of weeks. We're putting up new recipes, and we're just keeping it, up to date, because this is a very rapidly emerging field of inquiry is this whole idea of the environment having an impact on our health and our future. So you can go to that site. We have and from that site there will be other sites to look at as well, and they will be links there. But our main site is grassrootsinfo.org. That's GRASSROOTS info.org. And that site actually will link you to all of the other programs that we're involved in. As far as protecting our children in schools, we have the Child Safe School Program and the Baby Safe Project, which I mentioned is about protecting babies from developing babies from wireless radiation. But the Grassroots Info site is very, very comprehensive. There's a lot of information, and we never talk about these issues without giving you answers, without giving you an alternative, without giving you something positive to do, a change to make that's easy, that's cost effective. That is not going to, it's not going to break the bank. I'm not telling everybody to go out and buy, expensive, $6,000 sofas. There are lots of things that you can do to protect your family that just take a little bit of effort and a little bit of thought.
You can still get sofas for under $6,000 on Long Island? I didn't know that. I'm just kidding. I'm used to New York prices. I'm sorry. All right. So the book, Helping to Heal, a very concise, digestible, a good stopping off point, and not just for parents of sick children, but for all parents, all grandparents. I wish every parent and grandparent in the U.S. Possess this easy-to-read, simple guide, because we would do incalculable benefit for the children of America if we applied even a fraction of some of these important measures. So I want to thank you for your very, very important work, Patty Wood, and you know it's great offering you an opportunity to get the word out about this very important subject. The website, once again, helpingtoheal2.org. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.